You've heard this before. The old saying that if at first you don't succeed, then maybe skydiving is not for you. We often look at scriptures and forget the common sense lectures that scripture gives us. In the first book of Kings in chapter 3, Solomon, known for his wisdom, prays, O Lord, give me wisdom so that I can serve your people, so I can govern Israel. What a beautiful thought it is to realize all the gifts of the Spirit are given to us when we ask, when we knock, when we believe, and they are not given simply for us. It is the pride person, the one who doesn't realize that he was or she was meant for service, that says, look at all the gifts I have. The question the Christian should always ask, and for whom was I given these gifts? To whom was I sent? How must I serve other people? Solomon prays, forgive the gift of wisdom so that he can serve the people of Israel. Have you taught your children to pray for wisdom, for the knowledge to live life well? American society values achievement, but what we should value more over achievement is the person that knows what to do with the things that they achieve. There was a book on Christian morality written in 3 volumes called The Law of Christ. That same author, 20 years later, wrote an updated book, and he called this book Free to Be Faithful. When we receive gifts and when we realize we are free in Christ Jesus, we should always ask ourselves the question, and what am I free to do? To be faithful, to serve, to look and see what is needed. The person who has been given gifts but doesn't know what to do with them is as good as the person who has never received gifts. So today on Pentecost, we pray for the gift of wisdom for all of us, for your children and grandchildren. We pray for the gift of discernment, to know how to do things well. So American society values different things. Look at what this person has achieved. Look at the great dignity to which this person has been called. But Martin Luther King had a beautiful phrase. Everyone can be great because everyone can serve. So just as Solomon prayed for the gift of wisdom, not for himself, but that he might govern the people of Israel, we too should pray wisdom to serve our children, to help with our parents, to help with government. Pray for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, for love, for tranquility, for peace, for discernment, and realize deep in your heart, the Lord will give me these gifts, not simply for myself, but so that I might become great by serving others. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.